This is a self-hypnosis session for releasing any discomfort. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, allow your entire body to relax. And as we go throughout this hypnosis session, you can allow yourself to forget about the sounds you may hear around. You may notice those sounds, but you'll notice you won't be bothered by them. And if ever you notice the sounds, you can use that awareness to help you regain your focus on your breath, on the words that are being said, on the growing sensations of comfort in your body. So making yourself comfortable spot for your head, your back, your shoulders, your hands, and your legs. Just allow yourself to breathe nice and deep. Breathing in, nice and slow, in, and exhaling and letting go. Good. Now with your eyes open, just looking straight upwards through your eyebrows, through the top of your head, staring upwards, feeling a light strain in the lower lids. Good. And then when you're ready, taking a slow, deep breath in and holding it. And holding, and holding. Good. Now as you slowly let that breath out, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you relax your eyes to a comfortable position. And with every long, slow, deep inhalation and exhalation, just allow your whole body to relax more and more. Every long, slow, deep breath in. And every long, slow exhalation, just releasing tension and tightness. Just letting tension and tightness from all the areas of your body just evaporate. Evaporate into the air, lessen, flow out the fingers and out the toes. And then as you take another long, slow, deep breath in, and as you exhale, imagine a warm wave of healing energy flowing downwards from the very top of your head, over your forehead, smoothing over the forehead, the muscles relaxing, lengthening, softening, the eyebrows relaxing. The muscles around the eyes relaxing, loosening. The little muscles at the corners of the eyes smoothing out as all the muscles around the eyes and in the forehead relax more and more. And with every exhalation, just focus on releasing tension. Letting go. And if ever your thoughts wander, and they may, it's natural, you can just gently bring them back to focusing on your breath, focusing on the words that are being said, and enjoying the comfort that's growing throughout your body. Throughout this hypnosis session, there'll be many messages, and you can take the messages that are most meaningful to you, and they'll sink into the deep unconscious part of your mind. So as you take another long, slow, deep breath in, imagine that warm wave of relaxation flowing downwards from the top of your head as you exhale, over your forehead again, around your eyes, down into your cheeks, your jaw, allowing the muscles in your jaw to loosen, to relax, to let go. With every breath in, you'll notice more and more the breath moving inwards, either inside the nasal passage or inside the mouth as you breathe in. And you'll notice more and more with every exhalation the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Your shoulders dropping down, the chest relaxing, everything moving more comfortably, more smoothly, more easily. Nice, long, slow, deep breath in. And another wave of healing, relaxing energy flowing downwards over the forehead, eyes, the cheeks and the jaw, flowing down over the neck, front of the neck, the back of the neck. Feel the back of the head just melting, relaxing all those muscles supporting the head, just softening and letting go. The muscles at the front of the neck relaxing and letting go, the shoulders dropping down. And as all the muscles in the chest, the shoulders and the neck relax, breathing comfortably, easily, deeply, in a relaxing way, becomes easier, more rhythmic. And with every exhalation, just really focusing on that wonderful sense of release as you breathe out, as you release all your tension, your worries, the frustrations, as you release the wandering thoughts and bring your mind once again to focus on the rhythmic nature of your breath, the movement of the air as you breathe in and out, and the sounds of my words. Every long, slow, deep breath in. Another warm wave of healing energy, relaxing, calming energy flows downwards from the top of the head over the forehead, the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw, over the neck and in the shoulders, allowing those muscles at the tops, the backs of the shoulders, between the shoulder blades, the muscles in the upper chest to relax as the shoulders fall backwards, down and back, relaxing more and more. A warm wave traveling down the entire body, forcing any tension or tightness to evaporate, dissipate, move downwards and out the tips of the toes, just releasing any tension, tightness, negative energy you no longer need, allowing it to flow down and out the tips of the toes, out the tips of the fingers, releasing out every cell in the body, evaporating into the air. Every long, slow, deep breath in. Another wave of healing energy flowing downwards over your body, over the face, the throat, over the chest and tummy. Noticing how the breathing is easier, more rhythmic. The muscles in the arms, the forearms and the hands relaxing. Noticing the very tips of the fingers. And perhaps there's a numbness, tingling, light sensation in the tips of the fingers. It's a sensation of comfort and deep relaxation. Whatever that sensation is for you, just notice the relaxation flowing downwards to the very tips of the fingers, in the hands, in the knuckles, in the palms, in the forearms, and in the bicep and tricep muscles, the shoulders. Warm, healing, soothing energy flowing over the shoulders, over the chest, between the shoulder blades, down into the tummy. Everything is relaxing more and more with every breath. And as you continue to breathe, focusing on the wonderful warm waves of healing energy flowing down your body, into every cell, with every breath. The sound of my voice will just float pleasantly into the background, and you can just grow more attentive to the growing sensations of relaxation, to the easy movement of your breath, as your mind drifts deep, deep inside of itself. Taking this moment to allow yourself to feel more deeply relaxed, more calm than you felt in a long time. This is your time to feel more at ease, more calm, a deep sense of relaxation and peace. And in you're in charge of your mind and your body, and if ever your attention drifts off, you can just ever so gently bring your mind back to the focus on the breath, to the wonderful sensations of relaxation you notice in your body. Long, slow, deep breathing in and out. As calm and tranquility, peacefulness and comfort just drifts deeper and deeper into your awareness. By just letting yourself go and enjoy this moment of deep comfort and relaxation. And you may at some point notice yourself drifting, floating comfortably. You may feel and notice yourself just drifting a few inches, drifting above an ocean, a lake, near a beautiful waterfall, perhaps drifting on a cloud, just floating, drifting, not a care in the world, just basking in the warmth of the sun, enjoying the background, calming water trickling, and just letting go. Letting go of the wondering, the questioning. Letting go of the urge to control and just letting yourself enjoy this moment. Allowing your mind to drift inwards as it drifts off to that wonderful, safe, comfortable place where your body just drifts. And your mind just enjoys the growing sensations of relaxation. And with each breath, another warm wave of healing energy flows downwards over your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your body, flowing down over your legs, over the shins, down to the tips of the toes. Wave upon wave of healing energy flowing from the tip of the head all the way down over the body, sinking down deep into every cell of the body, relaxing, smoothing out those small muscles, those large muscles, allowing them to loosen and relax. Your legs will gradually feel loose, lazy, and limp. Your tummy will feel soft and relaxed. Your toes will feel relaxed. Your feet. Your whole body will just feel like it's drifting more and more with every breath. Calm, easy, comfortable breathing, drifting inwards, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be. Perhaps there's a warmth of the sun, a sound of water in the distance. Wherever you drift off to, it's peaceful, tranquil, calming and comfortable. And as we relax more and more, it's natural for our breathing to change. And you may notice these changes, and that's okay. Just allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeper as you build a deep and lasting memory of deep relaxation and calm in your body, a stillness in your mind. The mind is always busy, but there can be a stillness and peace about it. Every long, slow, deep breath in fills your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And every exhalation just allows you to let go more and more now, drifting deeper and deeper inside yourself now, enjoying the easy, calm waves of relaxation flowing throughout your entire body, just letting go and drifting, enjoying this mental and physical holiday. In an interesting and enjoyable way, the next time you close your eyes and you focus on the image, the words, the sensations of letting go, drifting and floating, you'll notice it would be so much easier to drift into a deep state of relaxation and comfort. And you'll also notice, in an interesting and curious way, your experience of relaxation and comfort will happen more easily. You'll experience it more powerfully every time you practice this self-hypnosis. You'll also notice the benefits will last longer and longer. And you'll be able to use this to help you relax your mind and your body so that you can move through each and every day with greater calmness in your mind, greater confidence in your ability to navigate the daily challenges of life, greater comfort in your body, more flexibility, and better able to accept whatever comes your way, knowing at the end of the day, you are resilient, capable, determined, resilient, capable, and determined. Determined to treat yourself in a caring and loving way, capable of handling whatever comes your way, resilient and persistent in finding solutions where there may be some. So when you repeat the words, let go to yourself now or in the future, you'll notice you'll become more deeply relaxed, more comfortable. Your mind will grow more still, more peaceful, and any discomfort will melt away. Every breath will fill your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And every exhalation just allows you to let go now, deeper and deeper, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Just letting go and enjoying the easy, calm waves of relaxation flowing throughout your body. Taking time to take care of you, to relax your mind, enjoy comfort in your body. Just letting everything go now, more and more. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 7. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 7 very deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. The mind grows more still and peaceful. And there's growing comfort throughout your entire body. So much so that when I reach the count of 7, at the count of 7, you'll find yourself resting in a deeply pleasant hypnotic trance. So comfortable. Your mind so peaceful. Just drifting off and letting go. And 1, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. And let it go. Let that breath all the way out. And let yourself drift deeper and deeper, relaxed. Just letting go. Letting that comfort flow throughout your entire body. Enjoying that feeling of drifting, deep relaxation, peaceful mind. Letting yourself enjoy it more and more. The mind growing more peaceful, more calm. And two, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good. And when you let this breath out, just let your whole body sink down and relax. Letting that breath go now. Letting your whole body sink down, more and more relaxed, drifting off. Good. Not doing anything, not trying anything, just letting go now. No effort, everything is effortless. Just drifting and letting go. Drifting and letting go. Good. And when you're ready, another very, very deep breath. And letting that breath go. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. Drifting and letting go. Just really noticing the wonderful, safe, happy place where you're drifting now and letting yourself enjoy it more and more. Not a care in the world, nothing to do but just relax. And four, when you're ready, another very, very deep breath. Good, and as you let this breath go now, you can let go of everything but the comfort you feel in your body and the peace you feel in your mind. You can let go of everything but the comfort you feel in your body and the peace you feel in your mind as you continue to drift off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Detached, drifting deeper and deeper the whole time. With every number that is said, with every word, with every breath you take, drifting deeper and deeper. Perhaps wondering if anything is happening, but knowing it really doesn't matter. All that truly matters is you feel more at peace, more comfortable, more calm than you felt in a long time. That's all that's important. Drifting deeper and deeper now. And five, another deep breath. And let it go, sinking down, deeply relaxed, letting yourself drift deeper and deeper into a deep hypnotic trance where the wonderful sensations of comfort flow throughout your entire body. Good, and six, another deep breath. Good, letting go. Very deeply relaxed, comfortable, and peaceful. Your mind is calm, your body is comfortable, and just letting go of everything now. And seven, when you're ready, a very deep, deep breath. And letting go, letting yourself drift into a deep, deep hypnotic trance. Drifting deeper and deeper all the time as you listen to my voice. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep breath to fill your lungs and chest, and I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you can let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, much more deeply relaxed, in a much deeper hypnotic trance, more comfortable, and your mind more calm. All right, take that very full, deep breath. And hold it. And hold it. And let it go. Good. Let your whole body just sink down, more relaxed, more comfortable, more at peace. And your mind drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And your whole body will relax deeper and deeper. And as you continue to drift deeper and deeper into a deep, comfortable, hypnotic trance, and your mind grows more calm and still, you know the power of the unconscious mind, and you can use this tool to help you, this exercise, this self-hypnosis, to help you every day to become more aware of the power of the unconscious mind, to manage your thoughts, to manage your reactions, to manage your emotions. You can use the unconscious mind as well to bring more comfort throughout your entire body. We can use our power of deep relaxation, calm, to distance ourselves from any discomfort in our body. We can allow our minds to go somewhere else. And we can disconnect from any discomfort in our body. And that's simply the power of the unconscious mind. same thing or a similar thing happens when we're deeply involved in a hobby, in a movie. We disconnect from what's going on around us. We disconnect from our worries. We disconnect from our discomfort. And that's the power of the unconscious mind. We can use this power, harness this power to disconnect from any discomfort in our body. And as we get better and better at using this tool to access the unconscious mind to disconnect, we can calm our thoughts, we can calm our feelings, and we can bring comfort to our body. This is a power you have to disconnect. And because of this treatment, and every time you practice this self-hypnosis, you'll notice you're better able to manage any discomfort each and every day. You'll be able to bring more deep calm and relaxation, more positivity to your life. And as you are deeply hypnotized, your unconscious mind is more receptive to the things I say. So much so that the things that I mention that are meaningful to you will sink deeply into the unconscious mind. And they'll be there to help you. And they'll cause a lasting impression to help you function each and every day with greater comfort, greater positivity, a belief in your how capable you are, a belief in how determined you are, and a belief in your resilience each and every day. These things that I mentioned to your unconscious mind will help you disconnect your mind from any discomfort in your body, so that you can feel more comfort each and every day, help you calm your mind, and remind you how capable you are, how determined you are, and how resilient you are. These things that I mentioned to your unconscious mind will be there and will exercise the same great influence tomorrow as they do today, the next day, and many days after that. You'll notice as you practice this exercise more and more, you'll be able to think more clearly. You'll feel calmer, more optimistic. You'll know more and more that you are capable, determined, and resilient. And you'll do your best and handle every new challenge to the best of your ability. Every day, more and more, you'll know more powerfully, more completely, that you are capable, determined, and resilient. You'll feel that optimism. You'll feel that confidence. You'll feel that ability to take care of yourself as well as the needs around you in a balanced way. Things will feel more level, more calm. Take a moment now to notice what it feels like to feel so much comfort in your body, to feel so calm in your mind, to feel that sense of disconnection that's important for us to do. Notice these wonderful feelings of deep comfort, calm and peace, that disconnect that's important. Enjoy these feelings. This is the power of the unconscious mind. And you have this tool, this skill at your disposal to help you each and every day. And as you know, there are times when you notice your discomfort more, and other times when you notice it less. You may have noticed that you notice it less when you're watching an enjoyable movie, doing an enjoyable hobby, reading an enjoyable book, when you're absorbed in the suspense and the drama. We don't notice discomfort. And that's the power of the mind to disconnect. We can use that power to disconnect every day throughout the day. And you may have also noticed when we focus intensely on discomfort, it seems to get worse. You may have also noticed when we're upset, frustrated, overwhelmed, anxious, feeling stuck, discomfort is worse. In this self-hypnosis practice today, you'll learn how to use the power of the unconscious mind to disconnect. You can use deep relaxation, calming of the mind, to disconnect. Instead of strong, stabbing aches, you will feel other sensations that are more acceptable. Perhaps instead you'll notice a gentle coolness, a gentle warmth, a lightness, or perhaps a mild tingling or a mild numbness. Any combination of sensation can be more acceptable. So what I'd like you to do now is imagine a TV screen across the room from you, away from you. And on that screen, you'll see an image of you on that TV screen. And you can see an image of a part of your body where you typically experience a lot of discomfort. And imagine as well you have a remote control in your hand. And with this remote control, you're going to change the volume on the TV screen. And by changing the volume, you're going to change the intensity of the discomfort. Remember, the TV screen is across the room from you. It's not part of you. The pain is not part of you. You control everything on the screen. You can also make that screen go gray when you want to change the sensation of the pain from a sharp to a dull discomfort. You could even blur the discomfort out altogether. The brighter the screen, the more intense. The grayer, fuzzier it is, the less intense, dulled, just like a gentle pulsing. You control the volume, the intensity, by changing the darkness, the brightness of the screen. When you see yourself on the TV screen and you can see a spot on your body where you usually get discomfort, you can let one of your fingers float up to indicate. Now, seeing the image on the TV screen, notice the pain and how it feels. And I want you to imagine changing the feelings of pain to a different feeling by changing the dial on the remote. Change the sharp or burning to a sense of gentle coolness, a warmth, a lightness, a mild tingling, a mild numbness. Combination of these. You can also experiment with the remote control by zooming in on the focus of the discomfort and imagine zooming in like you would in a microscope, so close that you're seeing it at a microscopic level. And as you do, your mind breaks it up, it disperses. And as it disperses, the intensity goes down. It blurs to a faded gray, a dim haze. You can zoom in, break it up, and it disperses, changing the intensity as you dull the color from something bright and intense to a more muted, faded gray, barely recognizable, it disperses. And then as you zoom out with the remote control, you let the healing energy flowing throughout your body wash it away. Can zoom in like you would in a microscope, breaking it up, dispersing it, using your remote control to change that color from something intense to a more muted, fuzzier, pale gray. Changing the sensation to a duller, a lighter, mild numbness, tingling. Zooming in, zooming out, fading the color, changing the sensation. These are the powers of the unconscious mind. And as you focus on that spot on the TV screen, imagine just breathing through that, changing that with the mind, zooming in, zooming out, changing the intensity of the color, changing the sensation, allowing it to disperse and dissolve. Using your breath as I'm quiet to continue to practice this unconscious skill. This power of the mind to disconnect, to change, to alter. So continue to practice that now as I'm quiet, using your remote control, zooming in, zooming out, dispersing, changing the color, changing the sensation. And and watch it dull and fade away on the screen. Taking a few more moments to continue to practice seeing yourself on the screen, the spot on your body, zooming in, dispersing the discomfort, using your remote control to change the color, the intensity, to change the sensation to a coolness, to a mild numbness, a mild tingling, a mild warmth, whatever makes sense to you, changing the intensity, the sensation, dispersing the discomfort, and then zooming out and letting the healing energy flow over your entire body. And as you continue to practice this wonderful skill that uses the power of the unconscious mind, use your breathing to bring in more comfort. Use your breathing, deep, easy, long breaths, to bring in more easiness, more comfort, more calm. Dropping any discomfort down, slowly approaching one, very low, or as low as you can go, as low as is necessary to go about your day. Using the power of your unconscious mind to zoom in, disperse the discomfort, change the color to a muted, faded gray, less intense. Change the sensation. Mild coolness, warmth, mild tingling, mild numbness, dispersed throughout the body, eventually evaporating, dissolving. And then zooming out, using the power of the breath and the mind together, breathing through any discomfort as it moves down, approaching one, or as close as it can get to one today, so that you can do the things you wish to do and need to do for you. And as the numbers drop, down towards one. You can imagine, experience greater comfort, greater ease, less disturbed, less bothered, less frustrated by any discomfort you may feel. Feeling greater comfort, greater ease, greater calmness in your mind. Knowing there's nothing you need to do about the discomfort. You are safe. There is no danger. You are safe. It's just an old injury, and you can shrink it to the recesses of your mind. You can let it go. And as you feel more and more comfort, more and more greater ease and calm and peace in your mind, reminding yourself for a moment as I'm quiet, I am capable. There may be times where I don't know what is happening, why I experience a certain thing, what is going on. But know, I am capable, and I will figure it out one step at a time. I am capable. Knowing that there's lots in life that we don't know. We don't know what our electrical bill will be next month. We don't know what the interest rate will be next month. We don't know what the weather will be in 2 weeks. We don't know the price of broccoli, nor airfare. However, we know we are capable, and you'll figure it out. Whatever changes, whatever's going on, whatever it is, you'll figure it out because you are capable. So repeating that to yourself quietly, I am capable. There's lots I don't know, but I know I'm capable to figure it out. I am capable. You are also determined. You're determined and persistent, and you do figure things out. So there's lots in life we don't know. When we have a new twinge or a new symptom, we may not know what it means, if it means anything. But when you look back and you look at today, you know, at the end of the day, you are capable and determined, and you will figure it out one step at a time. So repeating that to yourself, I am capable and I am determined. The other thing that I think is fair to say is that you are resilient. Resilient simply means when life presents us a challenge or knocks us down, we get up again. That's the essence of resilience, the ability to pick ourselves up and do what we need to do, to find a way to overcome. And when you look back, you can say, I think, with great confidence, you are resilient. So repeating those three things to yourself: I am capable, I am determined, I am resilient. Just quietly repeating that to yourself over and over again. I am capable, I am determined, I am resilient. So there's lots we don't know, there's lots we won't know. But if we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, to the best of our abilities, we are capable, determined, and resilient. And that even if there is something going on, we don't know what it is, we don't know how to fix it, we don't know why, we will figure it out. Because you are capable, determined, and resilient. So we don't need to know everything. We just have to know we'll figure it out. One step at a time, one day at a time, in a measured and paced way. So you have now learned a new skill to disconnect your mind from any discomfort in your body through deep relaxation and comfort. You've also learned another new skill, which is to use the power of the mind to alter any sensation in the body. And we have that power by using the unconscious mind to disconnect, to separate, to change the sensation, to zoom in, zoom out, pale the color, change the sensation to something more manageable, a mild, tingling, cool, warmth, numbness, to disperse the sensation. So you have the power of the mind to bring about calm in your mind and your body, comfort in your mind and your body, to disconnect from any discomfort, and to change that discomfort with the power of the mind. You also know, you need not know everything, what everything is, one symptom, a new event, or how to do something, but you know you are capable, determined, and resilient. So in a moment, when I count from 7 to 1, you'll open your eyes. And you will feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. But you'll notice you feel much more deeply relaxed, deeply comfortable because of this hypnotic experience. You will feel energized mentally and physically and confident in yourself in the future. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, feeling rested and comfortable. 6, feeling calm. Calm in your mind and calm in your body. 8, feeling peaceful, knowing you've created the sensation of deep calm and comfort, where your body and your mind are at peace, and your mind has disconnected from the events around you. And four, confident. More confident, knowing that you can use the power of the unconscious mind to disconnect from the world around you, to disconnect from your body. Confident that you can use the power of the unconscious mind to change any sensation of discomfort. Confident because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are capable, determined, and resilient. And you need not know what everything is, have an explanation, have a diagnosis. You need not know how to figure everything out, but you can know that you are capable and you will figure it out. Determined, you will figure it out. And resilient, and you will pick yourself up again and carry on. That's where your confidence grows. So three, beginning to feel more alert, aware of the sounds outside, aware of the sounds in rooms around you. More aware now of the sound of my voice. More aware now of the placement of your arms and hands and feet and legs in the furniture. And two, more alert, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And one, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.